I'm with NBC 26 Chief Meteorologist Cameron Moreland, and we're here because we're hearing about terrible cold coming here this weekend. And I have a question for you, Cameron. When the 49ers leave their locker room at 3:30 on Saturday, what's going to hit them in the face?
Well, cold weather, that's for sure. I mean, the temperature here in Green Bay is going to be running about 15 degrees below normal for this time of year. Right now, I'm expecting the kickoff temperature to be around 10 degrees, give or take a degree or two. But then you got to factor in the wind. We're going to be looking at northwest winds at probably 5 to 10, increasing a little bit as the game wears on, which means wind chills will be below zero. The kickoff temperature is actually going to be very similar to what we saw during the Atlanta Falcons game back on December 8th.
How about the fourth quarter when the game is on the line?
Well, as the game wears on, obviously the sun's going to set, so the temperature will be dropping. At the same time, that cold air is going to continue pouring in from the north and west, so I'm expecting temperatures probably in the middle single digits, 5, 6, maybe 7 degrees, somewhere in that area, and wind chills, once again, probably anywhere around 5 to 10 degrees below zero. If we get some stronger gusts, which is possible, we could be looking at wind chills by the end of the game, maybe down in the mid-teens below zero.
Well, now we know why Tony Bennett left his heart in San Francisco, because he didn't want to take it to Green Bay, right?
Yeah, I mean, in San Francisco on Sunday, it looks like temperatures will be in the lower 60s, so it'll feel about 70 degrees warmer in San Francisco than what it's going to be on the frozen tundra on Sunday.
Now, I'm seeing this horrifically cold forecast for Monday. Temperatures minus 11, a high of minus 5, something like that. What happens if Monday gets here before Sunday?
Then we're talking about the ice bowl all over again.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like that's going to happen. It looks like the cold air is probably going to start coming in here Sunday night. It'll be here Monday. Some computer forecast models are suggesting highs between 10 and 15 degrees below zero, and that would put it on par with the ice bowl, which is still the coldest game the Packers have ever played in.
Now, I don't think Packers fans need this, but I'll ask you anyway, tips for staying warm.
Okay, the tips for staying warm is you want to wear loose-fitting, light clothing in layers. Those layers will help to keep you warm because the warmth from your body actually gets trapped in there a little bit and helps to warm you up. And then it goes without saying, you want to wear your Packers hat and your Packers gloves as well.
Okay. And one more question. Is this, in fact, a frozen tundra?
It is. No doubt about it. It is a frozen tundra type of game. Freezing, 32 degrees, and we're going to be looking at kickoff temperatures 20 degrees below that plus and falling throughout the game. Very cold conditions, but not to the level we saw for the NFC Championship game back in 2008 when the kickoff temperature was 1 degree below zero.
So we have that going for us, which is nice.